Blog Talk Radio.
All praises to the King. All praises to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We bless your name. We praise your name. We honor you, Lord God. You are Lord God Almighty, mighty in the heavens, mighty in the earth. You are Jehovah Adonai. In the name of Jesus, our supreme ruler, and we give you praise. We give you thanks. We honor your presence, and we say hallelujah, hallelujah to the Most High God. We thank you that you are Jehovah, O God, El Elyon, the Most High God. Yemama Oko Shaba Ade. We ask your forgiveness, Lord, for everything that we've done, everything that we thought, said, imagined that's against your will. Create in us a clean heart, O God. In the name of Jesus, help us to think on things that are righteous and holy and pure and lovely and of a good report. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for what you've done, what you're about to do. We give you praise and thanksgiving. We honor you. We disconnect ourselves from all second heaven activity. And we appreciate you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, as we open our mouths, we ask you to speak through us and have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, Father. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. We thank you that you are Jehovah Sitkanu, a righteous God, a mighty God, a holy God. Oh, yeah, Jehovah Shabbat, the Lord of hosts, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we cannot make it without you. We cannot do anything without you. We need you for everything, for our very breath. We need you for the skin on our bones. We need you to be our help. Oh, God, you are a way maker. You have made a way where there's seemingly no way. In the name of Jesus, every time we thought we couldn't make it, oh, God, you carried us. And we say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your gracious mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness, your favor. In the mighty name of Jesus, favor, favor, favor. We thank you for granting us favor. Oh, God, extraordinary favor, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, that you are the great and mighty peacemaker, Jehovah Shalom. You're making peace all over the world. Peace in Africa, Asia, Australia, Antarctica, South America, North America, Europe, all over, Father. We thank you for the children all over the world, for their families, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to move by your spirit and help each and every family. In the name of Jesus, make a way where there's seemingly no way. We honor your presence. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. And, Lord, we are so grateful that you, the Most High God, know our name, our fingerprints, our footprints. You know our voice. You know every time we call upon your name, you know our name. There's nothing about us you don't know. You know everything. And what concerns us concern you. So we give you praise and thanksgiving. We say hallelujah to the Most High God. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. To the Almighty Father, to the one true and living God, our Creator, the one who loves us so much. Oh, God, thank you so much for blowing your very breath into our bodies. We give you praise and thanks. We honor your presence. We say hallelujah to the Most High God. Hallelujah to our King. Hallelujah to our Creator. And, Lord, we appreciate you. We appreciate you waking us up every morning, watching over us as we sleep. Oh, God, we thank you for providing for us on a daily basis. We thank you for everything that you're doing for us in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for granting us peace of mind, peace in our homes, peace in our city, peace in our state, peace in our nation. We need you like never before, peace all over the world. We lift up our government in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are ruler of our nation. We pray, oh God, that you will continually be with our leaders, the leaders of our nation, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we are so grateful that we could say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy, mighty, righteous name. We thank you, Lord God, for the great love you have for us. We appreciate you. We bless and honor you. You are King, and you are Lord. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
This next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shooting that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. And I speak over the lives of the young people that they would not fall into the hands of temptation. The young people will get back in place with you. They will hunger for holiness. And the hunger will be so great that it will be unexplainable. In the name of Jesus, God, I declare right now that we, your young people, we will present ourselves as men of sacrifice. Our lives are in your hands. We make the choice. We make the vow right now that, God, we will not give in to peer pressure. We will not give in, God, to suicidal thoughts. We will not give in and to what the enemy has to offer. We will not give in.
Welcome to the University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. I'm your co-host, Levi Turner from Holland, Michigan.
And I'm your host, Caritha Gantling, known as Sister G, from Jacksonville, Florida.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, Lord Jesus. Please forgive us for sins known and unknown, Lord God. We come against any distractions right now in the name of Jesus that will try to come to the phone line in the radio station right now in the name of Jesus. We bind the enemy to the sea right now in the name of Jesus. Let him be planted there in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healing right now in the name of Jesus to anybody who needs breathing right now in the name of Jesus or stomach pain right now in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise, Lord God. We thank you for people being saved, Lord Jesus. You're mighty and powerful, Lord Jesus. And we give you praise, Lord God. Your beautiful Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Your beautiful Savior. You're mighty and powerful, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the mothers being mothers, Lord Jesus, and the fathers being fathers, Lord God. And we thank you for everybody getting to know you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for the people being healed right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we continually bless you. Honor you. We give you praise and thanksgiving. You are the Almighty God, the Abba Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. We thank you that you are omnipotent, the most powerful, omnipresent. You are here, there, and everywhere, all over the world at the same time. You are amazing, phenomenal God. In the name of Jesus, no human words can truly, fully express your greatness, God. But we know that you are great and mighty. You're the one who created the stars, the moon, the sun, and you timed them to shine at the right time. And we say thank you, Lord God. Father, we just thank you for your love in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you chastise those whom you love to keep us on the path of righteousness. Help us to keep our eyes fixed on you, O God. And we honor your presence, and we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Our lesson tonight will be taught by Sister G. Please feel free to listen and participate.
Amen. Thank you. Levi is our co-host tonight. We thank God for Levi. So get your Bibles out. get them ready. We're going to be doing Who Am I? Who am I? So tell us who this Bible character is. So listen up. We got about 3 Bible characters. So listen to who they are and tell us who they are. I was married to a gorgeous woman. We had 1 son. He was our son of promise. We waited many years for him. God instructed me to take my only son to sacrifice him. But thank God, he provided a ram in the bush to be a sacrifice, just as I was getting ready to offer my son as a sacrifice, God provided a ram in the bush. My son married a beautiful woman whose name was Rebecca. Who am I? Who is the Bible character? State your name and the answer. Anybody know? Hello? Anybody?
Abraham?
Adult? Abraham. Good job. Who is that? Hi, was that you?
Yes, this is
Levi.
Me.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, baby. All right. Okay, next Bible character. I died, and a man of God brought me back to life. I did many good deeds for the people of God. I was a seamstress. I loved people, and they loved me. I had 2 names. I lived in Joppa. My name means gazelle. I was a charitable person. I sewed and made clothes for poor people in Joppa. The man of God who resurrected me from the dead, name was Peter. You can read my story in the book of Acts chapter 9. What are my 2 names? Now, let me read again.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty, I'll read it again. I died, and a man of God brought me back to life. I did many good deeds for many people, for the people of God. I was a seamstress. I loved people, and they loved me. I had 2 names. I lived in Joppa. My name means gazelle. I was a charitable person. I made clothes for the needy poor people in Joppa. The man of God who resurrected me from the dead was named Peter. You can read my story in the book of Acts chapter 9. Who am I?
This is Tyrese. Her names were
okay.
Tabitha and Dorcas.
Amen. Good job. All right, thank you. All right. This is the last, who am I? Person. I lived in Tarshish. I was educated by great scholars. I was taught to murder Christians. I had Stephen stoned to death. I was on my way to Damascus, and I was blinded by a bright light. From the bright light, I heard my name loud and clear. Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? I had no idea that I was not on the Lord's side. I had no idea that I was not on the Lord's side. I soon received instructions. I was baptized by Ananias, and I began serving God and following the teachings of Jesus Christ. My name was later changed. Who am I?
This is Jackson.
This is Isaac.
All right. Both of you,
Paul.
Go ahead.
Paul.
Paul.
All right. All right. Apostle Paul. Very good. You guys are brilliant. Thank God for you all. All righty. So get your Bibles ready. I'm going to do Let's Get It Right. Let's Get It Right. All righty. The first one, number one, is found in Psalms chapter 80, verse 1. Psalms 80, verse 1. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, thou that dwellest between the cherubim, shine yesterday. It's one era. What is the era? Psalms 80, verse 1. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, thou that dwellest between the cherubims, shine yesterday. What is the answer?
This is Ariel.
Go ahead, both of you.
The error was shine forth instead of shine yesterday.
All right, good job. Thank you. Go ahead.
Psalm 80, verse 1. Hear us, shepherd of Israel. You who lead Joseph like a flock. You who sit enthroned between the cherubim, shine forth.
Amen. Good job. Did great, Ariel. Thank you. All right. Number two, Job 22, verse 12. Job 22, verse 12. Is not God in the low of heaven, and behold, the height of the moon? Two eras. Job 22, 12. Is not God in the low of heavens, and behold the height of the moons? I forgot the last part. How high they are. All right. Job 22:12. Is not God in the height of heaven, and behold, the height of the moons, how high they are.
This is Tyrese. Instead of moon, it's stars.
All right. It's two arrows in there. Did you see the other arrow? Maybe I read it wrong. Okay, but that's good. You want to read it, Tyrese?
Yes, ma'am. It is not God in the height of heaven, and behold, the height of the stars, how high they are.
All right. Thank you. Number three is found in 2 Chronicles 34:1. 2 Chronicles 34:1. It has two eras. Josiah was 12 years old when he began to fall, and he reigned in Jerusalem 130 years. 2 Chronicles 34:1. Josiah was 12 years old when he began to fall, and he reigned in Jerusalem 130 years. Two eras. What are they?
This is Sister Kristen.
Okay.
The eras are, he was 8 years old when he became king. So it says Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem.
All right. Thank you. Want to read it? Oh, I'm sorry. You did read it. No problem. That's good. Thank you. All right. Next scripture, Deuteronomy 6:5. Deuteronomy 6:5. And thou shalt hate the Lord thy God with all thy head and with all thy soul, with all thy arm and with all thy might. Deuteronomy 6:5, and thou shalt hate the Lord thy God with all thy head and with all thy arm and with all thy might. Three eras in there. What are the eras?
This is Levi.
Okay.
Love, heart, and soul.
Okay, read it.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thine soul, and with all thy might.
Good job. All right, one more. This one is found in Deuteronomy 5:16. It has two eras. Honor thy sister and thy mother as the Lord God hath commanded thee, that thou days may be short, and it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
This is Lily.
Okay.
Instead of sister, it's supposed to be father, and instead of shorten, it's supposed to be long. And it says,
all right,
honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God hath commanded you, that your days may be long, and that it may give you, that it may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. We're going to have a prayer this evening by Sister Annette Brown from Jacksonville, Florida. She's going to pray for the youth and their families. Good afternoon, Sister Annette. How are you?
Praise God, I'm doing well, and how about you?
Doing great, thank you. Go right ahead.
All right. Thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we love you, we bless you, we honor you tonight, Lord God. We lift you up tonight, and we glorify your name. Lord, we thank you for the privilege and opportunity to call on your name, Lord God, because your name is above every other name. The name of Jesus, Lord, the name by which every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. And we thank you that you are Lord over our lives, Lord God. We proclaim that you reignest and that you are Lord. And as we cry out tonight on behalf of the children and their families, Lord God, we thank you for families, Lord God. That's the first institution that you ordained was families. And so we thank you for families, Lord God. We ask you to bless them. Lord, you know that these are trying times and so much is going on because of COVID. But God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless the families, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, help the parents, God. Give them the strength and the wisdom, the revelation, God, that they need to deal with these times, Lord, with with the internet and virtual schooling, Father, give them wisdom and knowledge and understanding to deal with the children, the young people. And, Father, we pray that you would bless the young people, God. They're saying that many of their grades have dropped, but, God, we pray that you would give them wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and favor, Lord God. Father, that they would be able to reach out to the teachers and that the teachers would take a special interest in them, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, bless them in their schoolwork, Lord God. Let them be successful. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just pray that you open up things, give them discernment on what to do, and just revelation that they think of things, new things to do, of new ways to do things. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we know that some families are homeless right now because of COVID, Father. Many of them have lost their jobs or not able to buy food and things. We ask a special blessing on them tonight, God. Be merciful, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we pray that no child, Lord God, would have to sleep out on the street, Lord God. Have mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you, Father, to protect the runaways, children that have run away from their parents. God, give them a safe place to go. Father, let there be places where they can go and be protected from sexual predators, sexual traffickers, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just ask you to protect the children. God, during this time, we know that people are using drugs and other things to try to help. But God, we pray that the spirit of addiction be broken over any of the children, Lord God. Father, let them have a love and a hunger for you, for your righteousness, in the name of Jesus. And Father, as we pray for their schoolwork, we do pray that they would succeed, Father, that, Father, you would give them a spirit of excellence, oh God, that they would excel above their peers. In the name of Jesus. Lord, as we prayed, we were saying about sexual trafficking. Father, so many children are vulnerable. But, God, we ask you, Lord God, to send laborers across their path. Redeem their life from destruction. Take them away from those situations, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, sexual predators that try to seduce and lure young people, God, we pray that they be discovered, Lord God, and Father, that you would meet their needs, all of them, Father, the traffickers, the predators, God, we know that they need salvation, so we pray for their salvation in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for peer pressure. Lord God, we know that many times young people will say yes when they don't want to say yes because of the pressure from their peers. God, we pray that you give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, God, that they will do the right thing, that they will not give in to their peers, but they will do the right thing. And, Father, we pray that you keep them from evil associations in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that the spirit of bullying would be broken in this nation, God, not only children but grown-ups are bullying people, Father. And we pray for that mindset, Lord God, that would try to intimidate people. We pray for their salvation, God, and, Father, that you would meet their every need, emotional and spiritual, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you, Lord God, during this time, many children, young people, they are overwhelmed. They're frustrated, they're angry, they're depressed. But we pray that their emotions, Father, that you would regulate their minds, Lord God. Regulate their emotions, Lord God. Let them know that you're in control. And, God, that you will never leave them. You'll never forsake them. And, Father, we pray that all of these emotions, that this negative energy would be channeled into positive energy, Father, that they would use that energy to do things that are constructive rather than destructive, in the name of Jesus.
We pray about the justice system in America, Lord God. We ask you to protect our black men and black boys, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for a turnaround in the judicial and the police system in America, Lord God. We ask for justice, and we know that you are a God of justice. So we ask you, Lord God, to intervene supernaturally in the name of Jesus. We pray for young people's salvation, Father. Save, sanctify them, consecrate them for your kingdom. God, we need the young people, Lord God, to rise up and take their rightful place in the name of Jesus. We ask you to protect them, oh God. Keep them safe from every hurt, harm, and danger. And, Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to redeem their lives, God. Father, any trap, plot, snares that have been set for them, make a way of escape, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you for your blood tonight. We ask you to protect them. Let your blood prevail over their lives. And, Father, we ask you to bless them in all that they do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you for that very, very powerful prayer. We appreciate it. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Our young people and their families need prayer. But thank God. Well, keep your Bibles ready. We're ready to do scripture search. And after that, we're going to have songs by the Turner family. Scripture search. Bible's ready. All right. Psalm 42. First one, find it. State your name and read it. Even if we have two or three people find it at the same time, you can still read it. Psalm 42. What does it say? Verse 1. I'm sorry. Psalm 42, verse 1. Psalms 42, verse 1.
This is Levi.
Okay.
As the hearth planteth after the water brooks, so passeth my soul after thee, O God.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Levi. All right, next scripture. Psalms 23:6. What does it say? First one, find it. State your name and read it. Psalms 23:6.
This is Micah.
Okay.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen. Thank you. All right. Next scripture. Thank you, Micah. Psalms 91, verse 5. Psalms 91, verse 5. What does it say? You find it, state your name and read it. Psalms 91, verse 5.
This is Ariel.
All right, go ahead, both of
you. You will not fear the terror of the night. Of night, I mean, sorry. Nor the arrow that flies by day.
All right, thank you, Ariel. Good job. All right, we got two more. Next one is Psalms 18:12. Psalms 18, verse 12. What does it say?
This is Isaac.
Okay.
Out of the brightness of the present clouds, advance with hailstones and bolt of lightning.
All right. Thank you, sweetie. Thank you, Isaac. Good job. All right, last scripture, Romans 10:9. What does it say? Romans 10:9.
This is Micah.
Okay.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Excellent. All right, good job. Y'all did an excellent job on that. I'm proud of you all. All right, we have the Turner family. They're going to sing. What are y'all going to sing tonight, family?
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you have to flee. Oh, tell me, who shall be able to stand before us when we call on that name? Jesus, 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 we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you have to flee. Oh, tell me, who shall be able to stand before us when we call on that name? Jesus, 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 we have the victory.
Amen. That's that great name, Jesus. And we thank God that we can say in the name of Jesus, it is so. Thank you all so much. Beautiful, beautiful song, Turner family. We appreciate you. All right. Well, we have a presentation on Romance by Lily Turner, Jacob and Rachel. Good evening again, Lily. How you doing?
Good morning. Good evening. I'm doing good.
All right. Go right ahead.
All right, this story is located in Genesis 29. So Jacob was on a journey going back east to the land of him and his father. And while Jacob stopped at the well, he saw Rachel, which was his uncle's daughter. He embraced her with a kiss and told her that he was of her father's family. Rebekah ran home and told the family and her father, Laban, that Jacob, Laban's sister's son, had arrived. Laban ran and greeted Jacob and gave him hugs and kisses. But after all that, Jacob ended up staying with his uncle for a month. Now his uncle made it clear to him that he's a part of the family and that he's not going to work with any pay. So he granted Jacob a request. What would you like me to pay you? And by the way, Laban had two daughters, and their names were Leah and Rachel. But Jacob had love for Rachel in his heart, and mind you, she was beautiful. Jacob told his uncle, "Let me marry your daughter, Rachel. If you will, I will work 7 years for you." So Laban agreed and took him up on the deal. Jacob worked 7 years of hard work for Rachel, and that's 2,555 days. So he had to love her and make that commitment. On the wedding day, it got to that evening point, and Laban brought Leah instead of Rachel, the woman Jacob had worked for all those years. Jacob did not notice it was Leah all along until the morning came, and he realized it was Leah, and he realized he had sex with her. Jacob went to his uncle and was questioning why he had done that to him. So his uncle told him that the country does not allow the younger daughter to marry before the older one. So Jacob had to wait a whole week with Leah before he could marry Rachel. And his uncle told him he must work another 7 years for Rachel again. After that week was completed, Jacob got to marry Rachel. And what I got out of this story is that Jacob was willing to work 7 years for Rachel and more. So we should do the same with the Lord. We should love the Lord with all our heart, even more, and put more effort to stay in his will and do what he has planned for us. Amen.
Amen. Awesome. That was really great. Thank you so much, Lily. I love the whole thing, and especially what you got out of it. We should love God like that, with all of our heart, soul, and strength. All right. Well, our message today, and it's been for the month of March, romance and religion. Love and romance are both feelings and gestures that can be experienced in the same content. Love is a feeling or emotion felt by an entity towards another, but it can also be shared with another entity. In contrast, romance as a feeling and is characterized as a thrill, excitement, and exhilaration. Romance is frivolous, but love is often practical. When the chemistry and attraction dry up at times, people often give up on the relationship. But true love is commitment. True love is commitment, and even the discipline that contributes to the relationship's survival. Romance is a part of love, but love can continue without romance. Romance is a feeling, but love is unconditional. Romance is an action when love is content. Romance can be self-centered, but love serves. Romance is momentary, but love is a lifetime. Romance is frivolous, but love is practical. 1 Corinthians 13 talks about the marks of love. And it says that love, which is also called charity, is long-suffering. You know, a lot of times we don't want to suffer, especially for long. Oh, no. Oh, no. We've been in this marriage a year, and we want to get out. No, it's too much pain. Love is kind. Love is not envious. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, is not full of pride. Love does not think about itself. Love is not irritable. Love doesn't keep track of wrongs. Remember, sometimes people say, oh, yeah, but last week you did that to me, and now you're doing it again this week. Or last year you did the same thing, now you're doing it again. So, you know, we keep track, but love doesn't do that. Love isn't happy when injustice is done. When somebody is suffering because of something, love isn't happy about it. But love is happy with the truth. Love never stopped being patient. Love never stops believing. Love never stops hoping. And love never gives up. Love never comes to an end. The Song of Solomon talks about the church's love to Christ. It is described in such a unique way. The book, this book is also called the Song of Songs. It's a love story about King Solomon and a Shunammite woman. It shows the power of love found in a marriage relationship. Love and romance are two different things, but like I said, love will usually outlast romance. Romance is something, you know, usually in the beginning of a relationship. But after that, people, you know, they forget about the romance part, and they just continually love. You've seen some people stay together 50, 60 years. You go like, wow, they had to be long-suffering. They had to, you know, not be irritable at one another. They had to just, you know, hang in there in the good times and in the not-so-good times. So I thank you all for listening to the lesson. It's time for our co-host again.
It's time for an encouraging word from my dad, Pastor Turner.
Praise God. I hope everybody is feeling amazing today, tonight, and embracing whatever the chapter that is written out for today that the Lord written. So how are you doing, Sister G?
I'm doing great. How are you, Pastor Turner?
Great above. I'm blessing the Lord right now for any souls that will like to give their heart to the Lord, any transgressor, any sinners. We all fall down. So basically what we're doing right now, we're saying, Lord, we surrender our all to you right now. And we coming clean. We're going on the potter's wheel. So it's not an easy thing. Iron sharpens iron. So you have to understand what iron sharpens iron. Iron has to go into the fire. It has to go into the water. Then it has to be beat on. So my thing is, understand it's not a comfortable process. But while we're going through that process, the blessings are there. Favor is there. So if you are making that choice right now, I'm telling you right now, just to bless the name of Jesus, just like the angels, hallelujah, I praise with you. Get you a Bible and tell the Lord, lead and guide me, and it will happen. But I want to talk about today, and I desire to complete this, is to change it up. I want the parents, I want the spiritual parents to understand. That's my desire, to get this, to convey this message the right way. And I pray that you hear the Lord in this. Change it up. We as Christians are so predictable. We are so predictable. And the enemy banks on us being predictable. We have to understand this. The Lord says, be alert and of a sober mind. Why did he tell us to do that? He told us to do this because, understanding, if the enemy knows your pattern, he's going to bank on you doing this every single time. Now, let me tell you a flaw that I had on myself here that I just recognized just today. I recognized that when my children were going to school, it was 7 hours in school. 7 hours. Okay, that's draining of the brain. So I had to tell them, you know what? Education don't run you. Education do not run you. I'm letting you run the education. You're showing education what you're going to do with it. It's not showing you what it's going to do with you. And so I noticed the drainage when everything was going accordingly, when they were actually going to school. 7 hours of that. And so when the Lord says, be watchful and prayerful, this is what we can't see everything with the naked eye. We can't do this with our normal eye. We need spiritual vision. Amen. We have to look past these things because we don't know what could be lurking in the very house, in our house right now, lurking through the walls and putting pressure on our children. And so we are a people of stats. We are information getters. Whether it be sports, whether it be the grades, you know, you are not defined by that A that you get. You are not defined by that C+ or whatever you get. You have to understand it's much more than that. It's what you do with it after you get out of school. Now, if you're no good after you get out of school, you have to rethink some things. So what I was noticing, 7 hours at school, but now virtual students, and this is why we have to pray to have that spiritual eye. Just receive it and start looking at your children. Now they give them, here's the enemy. He says, okay, I don't have them at the school anymore. So therefore, give them Chromebooks. So Chromebooks, that's going to take their attention away from the things of spending time with their family. Because he knows a family that prays together stays together, huh? that they're
something
on point.
With the reception.
So
he'll
therefore, it's more work. It's more work added at the house doing virtual. So therefore, the Lord allowed me to see you're in the living room.
Hello?
And your children
can't hear you,
in their room. And they've been there for a while. When they come out, they look like raccoons in the face. So you telling me I have to buy blue light glasses for all my children because they've been in the computer that long and they look drained? It looked like The Walking Dead. I don't watch that stuff. But I'm just letting you know, they looking crazy out here. But you know what? When we get ready to go on the radio.
Reception. Can you hear me, Sister Nat? Hello? Hello? I don't know what happened. Sister Kristen, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Well.
Sister Nat, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello?
And when you ask. Yes, I can hear you.
I'm going to hang up and I'll call back in. I don't know what happened.
Okay. Pastor Turner, you still on the line? Pastor Turner? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. No weapon. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hello, can y'all hear me?
Oh, yeah. Sister
okay.
G?
Sister Net.
I can
yes, I'm here.
I can hear you.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone else is on the line, but anyhow, praise the Lord.
Yeah. Pastor Turner, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Kristen,
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I don't know what happened. It just the whole thing just shut down.
That's all right. Ain't nobody man but the devil. We doing something right. Amen.
All right. All right. All right. Amen. Glory.
Amen. I'm so sorry that happened. But anyway, Kristen, you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Okay. Thank you all so much. All right, Pastor Charlie, you can continue.
Okay.
Whatever.
Well, I left off at Proverbs 3:5-6, where he says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Now, if we look deeper, it's not just talking about directing our path in life. That path goes deeper. He will direct your health, the path to healing, the path to the wealth, the path to everything. We look deeper. The path how to be a dad, how to be a mom. Your path in more than life, your spiritual walk. So therefore, we have to look and understand the distractions that come. We cannot see this with our natural eye. So basically, we have to lean on the Father. We have to hold him. You know what? I'm tired of leaning on him. Let me jump on your back. Lord, you said I cast my cares on you. So you know what? My care is me, my care, my family. You know what? Let me surrender all this and let you carry me past these things. Carry me past these things. And let's change it up not to be so predictable. Because the enemy, he loves it. Do not be predictable enough that you see your children doing something. And I'm talking about spiritual children too. People that don't have, whoever doesn't have their own children, but have spiritual children, watch them too. Understand these things. When you pray for them, you have to watch them. Because watch this, the enemy comes to try to find a loose thing in our gate, a loose link. Try to take a little small chip out of the wall. It'll make a bigger hole. And then he can get fully engaged in there, and it can rot from the inside out. So therefore, don't be so predictable to think that, hallelujah, we glorifying your name, and you're not going to let anything happen to us. He said, no, you'll be alert and of a sober mind so you can make these things happen. Watch out for your flock. Watch out for your family. Watch out for your friends. Come on. All right, I love you all. Please be encouraged and understand these things, that you are, God is pleased with you. God is pleased with you. All right. Love you.
Amen. Love you too. Amen. Amen. Awesome. Awesome words. Well, we're ready for our co-host.
We are so grateful to you, each of you, for being a part of University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. We appreciate you and look forward to hearing from you each week.
Amen, amen. Well, it's time for prayer requests. Anybody have any prayer requests tonight? Well, I have some prayer requests. I'm going to ask someone. Levi, could you pray for baby Chloe, baby Zoe, and baby Kaiser? Their healing. And however else the Lord leads you.
Yes, ma'am. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for everything that you do for us, Lord Jesus. We thank you for baby Chloe, baby Zoe, and baby Kaiser, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the healing right now in the name of Jesus. We praise you for the healing, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the testimony, Lord God. We thank you for them being healthy, Lord Jesus. And them
Hello?
Being healthy in the name
Did
of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, Mokoshaba Ade
Ekoriyaka,
Mokoshaba Ade Eko, Mokoshaba Ade Ekoriyaka, Mokoshaba Ade Ekoriyaka. Connect us back, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, connect us back in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mokoshaba Adi Ekoriyaka Shilalabaka. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for what you're doing in us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Ekoshaba Adi Eke. Can anybody hear me?
Yes,
ma'am.
Yes.
I have to call back in again.
We can hear you. Ooh. Blessings.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Lord. We're so thankful that all things are working for good and everything the devil needs to evil God to turn around for good in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
No praise him now.
That's right. Amen. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. That's
your
the
right.
Hallelujah.
Y'all there?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, we got to keep praying because it's disconnecting us for some reason.
That's the devil.
Father,
he's a liar.
Yes.
Yeah. Blood of Jesus. Yes.
Blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah. All right, Levi, you could go ahead
and
pray for the baby. Thank you.
We thank you for baby Chloe, baby Zoe, and baby Kaiser, Lord Jesus. And we bind the distraction right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for everything working right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for them being healthy right now in the name of Jesus. We come against any heart problems, Lord Jesus. We thank you for everything in their body right now in the name of Jesus to line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. Let it produce rivers of flowing living water right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Levi. All right. I need somebody to pray for the kidnapped children to be returned unharmed. who would like to pray for the kidnapped children to be returned unharmed.
This is Lily.
Okay, go ahead, Lily.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for forgiving us for sins known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we give you praise. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord God. We come against kidnapping right now in the mighty name of Jesus, all around the nation right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We say release your hold right now in the mighty name of Jesus. The enemy's plans are null and void in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank for the parents being on guard right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank for wisdom, understanding, and knowledge over this generation right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Over everyone, the children right now in the mighty name of Jesus, the elderly, the adults in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank for them thinking with the right mind in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the mindset that the enemy has on your people, Lord Jesus, to kidnap right now in the mighty name of Jesus, to kill in the name of Jesus. It is null and void in the mighty name of Jesus. We send our angels over there in the mighty name of Jesus to show them a way out in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we come against the distractions right now in the mighty name of Jesus that would distract the parents from their children right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We say line up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Be on guard in the name of Jesus. And this is effective immediately in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right. Well, I thank God for each of you coming on tonight. We're about ready to close out. Anybody have anything they want to add before we close out?
Sister G, this is Annette. I wanted to ask, I forgot to ask if we could pray for the nation.
Okay. Well, will you close us out and pray for the nation? We appreciate it.
Okay. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we love and praise, we bless and honor you tonight, Lord God. We thank you that all things are working together for good. Because we love you and we call according to your purpose, we know it. We know that it's working together for our good in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that greater is Jesus that's in us than he that's in the world, that we have the victory that overcomes the world through Jesus. And, Lord, as we pray for our nation, Lord, you see the strife and the deception, the division that's going on. But, oh, Balm of Gilead, we call on you tonight. Lord God, you said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, you said you'd forgive our sins, we'd hear from heaven, and you heal the land. And God, we need a healing spiritually, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just pray, oh God, Father, that the spirit of deception be broken in the name of Jesus, Father. And I pray for the body of Christ that they would rise up and take their rightful place in the name of Jesus, Father, that they would not be carnal-minded and walk in the flesh, but, Father, walk in the spirit in the name of Jesus, that we all can come into the unity of the faith, Lord God. Father, that's what you died, that we would come into unity with you and with our fellow man. And so, God, we pray that the church would rise up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We just plead the blood of Jesus over this nation, asking you to protect those people who are in leadership, especially the president and those people whose lives have been threatened, Mike Pence and Nancy Pelosi and the other people whose lives have been threatened. God, we pray that you protect them, God. Keep them safe, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we pray for the counsel of the president, Lord. Surround him with godly people. And, Father, if he's not saved, we pray for his salvation in the name of Jesus. And so we plead the blood of Jesus from sea to shining sea. Let the blood of Jesus prevail over this nation in the name of Jesus. Let it be a nation that returns to righteousness, O God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we thank you for this opportunity, this time together in your name, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for you choosing us. We didn't choose you, but we thank you because you love us with an everlasting love. And so, Lord God, we ask that you bless each and everyone that's on the line in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to bless Sister G in a special way, Lord God. Father, you know her heart, and you know that she loves you with all of her heart, mind, soul, strength, and being. And so, Lord God, we ask your blessings upon her and everyone that's on the phone, Father. That's a special blessing on the Turner family. Lord, bless those that family, Lord God, the young people, God. Father, thank you for giving them a fire for your word. And, Father, let your word be like fire. Shut up in their bones, Lord God, that it won't leave them alone. Oh, God, bless them, oh, God, in a special way, and their parents, everyone on the line. And we ask you to keep us safe from hurt, harm, and danger. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you for the blood of Jesus covering us. And Father, that you will protect us, give your angels charge over us. In Jesus' name we pray, and we give you thanks. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I love
amen.
You all so
amen.
Much. God bless you, you all. Have a good day, a good night. Awesome. God feel week. Love y'all. Talk to y'all soon. Bye-bye.
Love you all as well. Thank you. God bless
love you,
everyone.
Sister. Bye, sister.
Love. Bye-bye. God bless. Love y'all, Jackson.
Oh, God.
Love y'all. Bye.
This next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days you shall pour your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people
Hallelujah.
Shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack.